South Koreans have begun voting in parliamentary elections. The vote comes as the country is effectively without a president. Noh-Moo Hyun, a former human rights lawyer, had set about trying to reform the Korean establishment in his first year in office. But he was impeached last month for a minor infringement of South Korea's electioneering laws. The country is awaiting a court decision confirming or overturning that impeachment. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Seoul.
As the U.S. political machine churns towards Election Day, South Korea has been preparing for an historic election of its own. The impeachment of the liberal president Noh-Moo Hyun last month has backfired on the conservative opposition who pushed for it. A recent survey showed 70% of South Koreans disagreed with the impeachment, and it looks like they may take their revenge by giving a parliamentary mandate to the center-left Yuri Party and its allies who support President Noh. Lee Doo-won of Yonsei University in Seoul says the vote is being seen as a referendum on the impeachment, and what's more, it could even have some influence on whether the Supreme Court overturns that impeachment.
It is not supposed to be influenced by these political changes. But a lot of people believe that the outcome of the election will have at least some psychological effect on the decision of the Supreme Court. It will increase the possibility of overturning the impeachment.
Many analysts in Seoul think it is likely the impeachment will be overturned. If it is, and the center-left Yuri party gains a majority in the parliament tomorrow, that will enable them to push through some of President Noh's economic and anti-corruption reforms that were blocked when the conservative opposition controlled the parliament. But the Yuri party hasn't been helping itself. Its leader recently made the mistake of all mistakes in Korea's still rigidly Confucian society. Knowing that his views do not appeal to the older generation, he said that older people should stay home on election day and leave the voting to the youngsters. He was forced to step down as a result and saw the conservative opposition Grand National Party claw back some ground. Political analyst Lee Chung-min says these elections are very much a generational debate.
Noh-Moo Hyun came into office piggybacking on the so-called younger generation. But now many Koreans are asking themselves, can we entrust the fate of this country to 30-somethings or 40-somethings who have very little experience? And so this is what this election is about.
And that decision will impact more than just domestic issues. Noh and the left-of-center Yuri party have toned down some of their anti-Americanism, but by and large, the left does not strongly support the presence of so many American troops on the Korean Peninsula. And they're less sympathetic to the dispatch of Korean troops to Iraq, which is due within the next month. In a recent poll, South Koreans in their 20s said they saw the United States as a bigger threat to their security than North Korea. The liberals are generally pro-engagement with North Korea. Recklessly so, say their conservative opponents. The lines are drawn. Turnout is expected to be high, around 75 to 85%. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul, South Korea.